Okay. Today's daf is Ayin Aleph. We're going to go back to Ayin Amud Beis by the two dots, about seven lines in the bottom, Amar Rava. Okay, so Amar Rava. Rava now says, Gemara's not talking about, remember, we had two different types of shkagas. Someone who was shogeg, he didn't realize today was Shabbos, or he knew today was Shabbos, but didn't know the malachas were asar. So now what happens if we're going to try to deal with combining those two. So Amar Rava. Katzav etachan, he did tzira and did tchina, did reaping and he did grinding. Doesn't make a difference. It could be any of the two malachas, any two malachas. Katzav etachan kegogreres. Gogreres is just the minimum size you need to be chayav for the malacha. Rashi says kegogreres shirhu the kol yisur malachos shall Shabbos ba'ochlim. Okay, so he is katzav etachan kegogreres b'shigda Shabbos v'zod malacha. So this is case A. He has no idea that this is Shabbos. He knows these days. He knows these malachas are aser. But he doesn't know today is Shabbos. So that, the mission that established, that it's one Shegah, so there would only be one carbon. No matter how many malachas he would do, that would be one carbon. Okay, then the Chazar, again, on that same Shabbos, just before he even knew anything else, he somehow remembered that it is Shabbos, but he forgot that these malachas are Asar. So then, the Chazar, the Katzar, the Tachan, Kegogaris, the Zidon Shabbos, the Beshigas Malachas. So here he knew that today was Shabbos, but he forgot that these malachas were Asr, so then he would be chayv a chatas in each of these malachas. So technically speaking, right now, he's got three chatas obligations. One for all the malachas he did with the Shigah Shabbos, and now one each for any malacha he did with the Shigah malacha. Okay. Now what happens at the end, Nodalo alak tzira utchina shal Shigah Shabbos vizidol malachas. He knows about the malachas that he did the first time, the first set of malachas that he did, the Shigah Shabbos and the Zidah Malacha, that's what he did the first time, and he's mafrish chatas for them, right, which would be one for the two malachas that he did, which is one, right, and now prior to him getting kapara from this with this karbon, the chazer benodelo ala ketzira ve'atachino shel Zidah Shabbos Shigah Malacha. Now he knows about the two other malachas that he did, the ketzira and the tchina that he did with the Shigah Malacha. So he finds out about that also. So what's the story? So the Rava says, Ketzira Goreres Ketzira, the carbon that he's bringing for the Ketzira that he did on time A, is going to pull or drag with it the Chiyah carbon for the second Ketzira that he did. And Tchina Goreres Tchina. And the Tchina is going to pull the carbon that he's bringing for the first Tchina is going to pull with it the second Tchina, meaning he only has to bring one carbon. That one carbon is going to accomplish a kapara for all three chiyuvim that he has.
He knows at 10 o'clock in the morning that tchina and ketzira is usher, but he doesn't think it's Shabbos. Then 2 hours later, he doesn't realize that usher anymore. Something happened to him.
That's the case.
Obviously, it's theoretical.
That's the case. Yeah. So tzira goreres ketzira, utchina goreres tchina. But aval noda lo al ketzira shel zidon Shabbos v'shigas malacha. Let's say he first finds out about the second X that he did, which was when he had the Shigah Malacha, right? So there he was supposed to chayiv too, and right, Avonodelo al Tzirah Shodidon Shabbos Shigah Malacha, and then he mafresh chatas, I guess one chatas, and then he's supposed to, and then he finds out about the first that he did. So Ktsira Goreres Ktsira, right? So now what happens was the second time he's nodelo about the second Ktsira. So he's notable about the second ksira. So he's mafresh a carbon for that ksira. That ksira, which he did with Shigas Malacha, can drag with it the ksira that he did with Shigas Shabbos. It's the first, right? With Tchina She'ima. And it also drags along the Tchina that he did with the Shigas Shabbos. Because those are a team. The first two are a team. They go together. No matter what, they go together. So if he's dragging one, he's dragging the other. The question is, right, v'tchina ima, u'tchina shekenegda, but the second tchina that he did, v'mkoma omedas. That stands by itself, because it's not dragged anywhere. Because in the second act that he did, he's chayav two karbanos, he's mafresh one, that one his own kind, which is the ktsira, and then it drags automatically tchina with it, but the second tchina has nothing to be dragged. Okay, now we're up to where today. So, by Amar Bai says, no, tchina nami goreres tchina, because shame tchina achasi. No, what happens is he's mafresh the carbon for the second ketzira, that drags the first ketzira, which drags the tchina with it, and then that tchina drags its other tchina with it as well. One chatas now. He's mafresh the chatas for the second ketzira, that second ketzira, that chatas drags with it the first ketzira. Okay?
Right.
So the first Ksira then automatically, wait a second, the first Ksira automatically drags the Tchina that he did, because that's only one thing. Now the Machlokas is whether that first Tchina, which is being dragged, can itself drag the second Tchina. Rava said no, Abaye said yes.
He found out about the second
Ksira. First, he finds out about the second Ksira.
The second Ksira is done, not a second.
So the question is whether now, since the second Ksira is dragging the first Ksira, which is dragging the first Tchina, because they're a team, can that first Tchina, which is being dragged, also drag the second Tchina with it? That's Machlokas. Rava says no. He says, Vimkomo Medes, and Abaye says yes, they can drag with it. So the question from here, that Rava doesn't hold of Guerrero, basically, can do a two-step dragging. Okay, so now the Gemara asks an apparent stira in Rava. Umi isle the Rava Guerrero. Does Rava really hold of this concept of Guerrero? Rava definitely holds of Guerrero, because we see that, at least in the first case, there's definitely Guerrero. The question is whether or not he allows for a double Guerrero. But he definitely holds of Guerrero. But who says that Rava really holds of Guerrero? The following was said in the base measures. So the guy ate two kezesim of chaylev, of fat, of behelem echad, with one forgetful, with one forgetting. So I guess he's really going to be chayev one. V'noda lo al achas mehen. And then he finds out about one. V'chazor v'achol kezayis behelem oshol sheni. So do it like this. You have one, two, and three. Kezayis one and kezayis two are eaten in one helem. Kezayis 2 and Kezayis 3 are eaten in one helem. Meaning he finds out, he eats one, he eats two, finds about one, then eats three. So if you have like a diagram, circle 1 and 2, circle 2 and 3, one does not circle with 3, but 2 only overlaps with 2. Right? So, the note of the chazar achar Kezayis behelem oshol sheni. So what's the story? So Amar Rava, how many korbanos does he have to bring? So Amar Rava, hevi korban al rishon. If he brings a korban for the first one, right? Rishon b'sheni miskaprin. So that does kapara for the first two. Rishon b'sheni miskaprin, because that was all done in one helem. There's no greater here. It's one helem. There's only one chiyum. Okay. But shlishi ain't miskaprin. But you can't drag the third one along with it. Hevi korban al shlishi. If he brings a korban for the third one, shlishi b'sheni miskaprin. Then the second and the third one are kapara because they're both in the same helem. It's the same forgetful. It's the same chiyum. But rishon ain't miskaprin. But the first one stands by itself. Heavy korban al emsayi. If he brings a korban with intent that this is going to be kapara for the second one, well, the second one overlaps both one and two. So then he's done, right? Heavy korban al emsayi niskapru kulon, because the first and the third were in one helem. Sorry, the first and the third were both in a helem with the second. There's no grary here because you only chay the korban on your shkagos, only your forgetfuls, what you forgot. So here, when he brings with the second, it's bringing brought on everything that he forgot at the same time. So, but heavy korban al emtzoyin is karbu kulam. But so Abaye Amar no, a few heavy korban al echad mehen is karbu kulam. Abaye says it doesn't matter whatever one you bring the korban for. Whatever you bring the korban for, it's going to accomplish all three. Why? Because he's going to say the second one is going to drag the other one. Meaning, if I bring the korban on the first one, I bring the korban on the first one, so it automatically includes the second one. So the second one's going to drag the third one. If I bring a korban to the third one, it automatically includes the second one because it was done in the helem. It's going to drag the first one. If I bring a korban to the second one, it includes everything anyway. There's nothing. But you see here, there's a machlokas about greira. Abaye says yes greira. Rava says no greira. So how does Rava in our case talk about greira?
But if you bring a korban before you found out about the third piece, you still have to bring another korban, I would think, right? Let's see. Actually brought the korban.
Well, we'll see to that. That's a machlokas later on. Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. At what point in time are we talking about that he gets knowledge of the second one? Is it after he was mapped the korban? It was after he was copper with the carbon. So that's the deal with that. But whatever, whichever the case it may be, that we see from here that Abaye holds that you can drag, and Rubber holds that you may not. So the Gemara answers, so Basar to Shavim Abaye, after Rubber heard this deal from Abaye, Savra, it was Moda, right, in the Hanami. Originally he didn't, so this member in the base measures, he didn't hear from Abaye, then he heard from Abaye, so in our Mishnah, in our case that we brought down, he was able to say Greira. If he holds a Greira, Ihachi, let the second Tchina be dragged after the first Tchina. Again, remember what the case was. The case was one card, Tzira Tchina Behelem Shabbos. So that's one carbon. Then Tchina and Greira, each one with Helem Malacha. He brings the carbon for the Tzira. The ktira drags the initial ktira, which automatically drags the initial tchina because it's a teen. Now what about dragging the second tchina with the first tchina? Abaye said yes. Rabbi says no. Why, Rabbi? You just agreed to greira. Why can't you drag it? So Gemara answers right. He says ihaki tchina nami digor lekhin. He says greira isle greira de greira lesle. He holds the dragging in one stage. He doesn't hold the dragging in two stages. So in our case that we had, there already was a stage of dragging because the karban. The first and second tchina were already dragged with the second tchira. So to drag the second tchina with the first tchina is a second level.
That's the first thing that makes sense to me. It makes sense. The first tchina, you can't drag something else.
You can be dragged. Okay. That's what he says. Okay. Now, this is now comes the difficult part.
That was the easy part.
Yes, Pasha. Now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of Amoraim who have a suffix of whether or not you can combine Shiga Malacha with Shiga Shabbos of one Chakas. We clearly just held, Abaye and Rabbah held, that those two Shkagos can combine and get Kapara with the same Karban. They did, remember, because we have two different Shkagos. One was Shiga Shabbos, one was Shiga Smalacha, and they combined together. But now, Milsa, the Pshita Lehu, the Abai, the Rava, don't even that also. Rava just didn't hold up the secondary Grira. So, Milsa, the Pshita Lehu, the Abai, the Rava, Mibai, the Rabbi Zera, it was a suffix with Rabbi Zera. The Bai, Rabbi Zera, Rav Asi. Because Rabbi Zera asked the following Rav Asi, of Amrlan, some say it was Rav Yirmiyo who asked Rav Zera. What's the case? Katsar Vitachan. And Rashi points out it's not Katsar and Tachan, it's Katsar O Tachan. He did a malacha. Let's just say he did a malacha, Chatzi Grogeres, half of the malacha he did, okay, the Metzias you can have a difficulty with, he did half of the malacha, Vishiga Shabbos Vizida Malachos, he did a Chatzi Grogeres with a Shiga Shabbos, okay? And then he did Chazav or Katsar V'tachan, he did the same malacha, whatever that malacha is, he did the same malacha, Chatzi Grogeres, Vizidon Shabbos, Vishigos Malachos. He didn't know in between that he did an Aveira. In between, he didn't really know he did an Aveira. But he had different Shgagos from the first half of the Malacha to the second half of the Malacha.
Now, the only thing he did with the certain time frame?
Same Shabbos. Before he...
9 minutes or something?
No, the Tokei Achila's process is by Achila. That's by Achila.
Between morning and night.
Morning and night, and the same Shabbos without knowing in between that he violated Shabbos. Okay, and then he finds out afterwards. The first half I didn't realize it was a Shabbos. The second half that I did, I knew it was Shabbos. I didn't realize this was Aser. Okay, I got hit in the head and I didn't realize it was Aser. So he says as follows. Katsav v'tachon katsav gres b'shigos Shabbos is the malachos. B'chazav katsav v'tachon katsav gres was in the Shabbos shigos malachos. Okay, mahu sheitstarfu. Can these two grogeres of the chatzim malachos combined to be one malacha, and therefore he would be chayev? Or do we say no? They were two different shigos. They're not mitzarif, and there's no. But they clearly mitzarif because they say Rabbi and Rabbi say that shigos Shabbos shigos malacha can combine. So if you have half and half, I mean, that's not so necessary. Not necessarily that it follows here and there, but the Gemara is assuming that if you hold that a full malacha of Shiga A can combine with a full malacha of Shiga B, so clearly you hold that Chatzi Chatzis also can combine also. So they hold it combines. Here's a suffix whether it combines or not. So Amr Le, so Rav Asi.
Any different than any other one?
What?
Established that
you've
done. Why should this be different every other
one
where we combine similar like items?
Because the question is, we only combine similar things.
Similar.
So is this? It's still. So here we have a. You did a chatzim malacha b'shkaga.
We just established that
greira works. Right, but greira is only going to work. We established greira works according to Abaye Rava. So Milsa the Pshita, the Abaye Rava is a suffix to these guys. They weren't so sure, certain. That it works in this case.
So why did they argue 2 minutes ago?
What?
Why did they argue the last Gemara?
Because I'm just talking about I think that Gemara was just talking about a member of Abaye and Rava. That's the conversation Abaye and Rava had.
Finished.
The Gemara says, you know what? That conversation Abaye and Rava had that was so posh to them. Right. It was so posh to them. But I agree, it's not so posh to everybody else. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amr Lei, so Rav Asi answers, or Rav Zeir, depending on who, you know, what the gear so we had. Right, the first case I said that someone asked Rav Asi, and the second case was Rav Yirmi asked Rav Zeira. So Rav Asi answered, Chalukin lechataos lo mitstarfin. He says, no. He says, they're separate shkagos. Meaning, as I'm reading it, Rav Asi is saying that they're chalukin lechataos, meaning they would not be able to bring the same chatos. Meaning, if I did a full shear of a malacha, right, one full shear to Shabbos, and one full shear done with Shigas Malachos, they would be separate chatos. I argue with Abaye and Rava. They would be separate chatos. So since they're separate chatos, because they're separate shigagos, they can't be mitzarif. They're not going to be mitzarif. So basically he's saying, if you have separate chatos, if you have done the full malacha and been mechayev chatos, and they would be required you to bring separate chatos, then if you do half of each, you can't be mitzarif. It makes sense. Gemara says, wait a second. Is it really true that every time something is chalukin lechatos, that they're not going to be mitzarif? Is it every time that something, the full malacha was done, you would bring separate karbanos? Therefore, if you do half of each of them, they can't combine? We're going to quote a long Mishnah. We're going to quote a Mishnah we saw in Krisus, Tafid Aleph. Everyone remembers that. And then we're going to get to the question at the end. I was being facetious. The kol hecha we have the Mishnah in Croesus. Achal chalef. You ate a kazayis of chalef. And then v'chalef. And then you ate another kazayis of chalef. Behelem echad. In one forgetting. Right? You had one forgetting. So even though there was a tokadei achilas pras in between, nevertheless, eino chayev ela achas. You only chayev one chatos. Why? Because it's one forgetful. It's one helem. Okay? Now, achal chalev, he ate a kazayis of chalev, and then a kazayis of dam, and then a kazayis of nosar, and then a kazayis of pigle. Mati, what's pigle? And then a kazayis of pigle, right? So then you have these four things, right? The helem echad, one forgetting, nevertheless, chayev akol achas va'achas. You chayev in each and every one. Why? Because they're different shemos. They're different averos. So zu, this din, that in this case is four, in the other case was one, it's chomer b'minim harbim min echad. That's a chomer if you have multiple minim as opposed to one min, because if you have one helem of multiple minim, if I didn't know any of these were usher, and I ate four different shemos, four different chatos. If I eat 100 kazesim of chalev in one forgetful, one forgetting, it's still only one chatos.
Right, that makes sense.
Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues.
Yom Kippur, you can eat, take, and drink. You can have, if you combine, drinking to be chayav,
right.
And you combine two to be chayav, if you eat, you drink, you're not chayav. We have it in one more place.
Right.
It's the same issue. But you're not chayav.
It's not.
One.
But you're not. So you're saying that's separate. Even that's not. There's an Isser Achila. There's an Isser Shtiyah. It's not an Isser of Vinisim. It's not the same thing. Okay. Vizu, and what I'm going to say right now is chomer min echad minim harbe. It's going to be more chomer with one type of iser than with multiple iser. Shim achol chati zayis. Right, I said that. Zo chomer minim harbe min echad. This is a chomer that exists with multiple minim as opposed to with one min. And vizu, and the next thing that I'm going to say is chomer min echad minim harbe. This is going to be a chomer when you eat something from one species as opposed to multiple. She'im achol chatzi zayis. One thing, like chaylev, I ate chatzi zayis. The chazim achol chatzi zayis, and then I ate another chatzi zayis with one helem, and this is tokadei achilas pras, right? It has to be tokadei achilas pras. Mi min echad, from one min, so one chaylev, there mitzdar v'chayev, and nechayev achatas. Right? Because you now, basically, if you did it, half and half, tokadei achilas pras, that's one achila, full korban, right? But mishnei minim butter. But if I eat chatzi zayis of chaylev, and chatzi zayis of nosar, they don't combine. Even if I eat them one after another, not mistar. Right, the putter. Right, because so you didn't eat one. We didn't eat a kazayis of one mean. Now the Gemara continues. V'havinan ba, and they asked about this Mishnah. Mi min echad chayev tzricha lememar. Do I really need to know this? Talking about you, exactly what you're thinking. What do you mean? Eat chatzi zayis now, and chatzi zayis 2 minutes later. Talk to the pras. That's like eating full kazayis. So what needs to you need to tell me that I'm chayev achatas? And of course I'm chayev achatas. What's the chiddush? It's an achila, right? Min echad chayev. So the Gemara says tzricha lememar. No, there's a reason why. The reason why you have to the Tana had to tell us this. So for Amar of Rishlakas, yeah, Rishlakas, yeah. Mishum Bar Tutani, who's the name of a Chacham. Chacham Ayaskina, what are we talking about over here? Kigon Shachalu Bishnei Tamchuyin. You ate each Chatzi Kazayas that was, it was prepared differently. One was roasted, one was cooked, one was baked, one was fried. Whatever it is, you ate it, well, fried, whatever. You ate it in different manners. Two different Tavshilim. One was Mavushal, and one was Sleep. So therefore what? V'Rabbi Shuahi. And it's going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who says what? The Amar, he says in the Mishnah later increases. The Amar, Tamchuyin Mechalkin. A Tamchuy, a different way of preparing the food, separates the food items. It makes it different, they makes it a different min. Right? And therefore, if he does it the Chumar. Let's say I ate, right? If I ate two Zaysim of Chelev in one Ha'alama from two different ways of being prepared, I'm Chayav two Chatos. It separates into two different minims. The method of preparation also makes it a separate min. So Rabbi Shua, he the Amr Tamchui Milchalkin. So Mahud Tema, you may have thought that Amr Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says that the Tamchui is Milchalkin, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra. Both Lakula and Lachumra. Lachumra is that the Milchalkin Chayav too. And Lakula, you would say the Tamchui is Milchalkin also. And therefore, you would think that what? Chayav Chatzik Zai is fried. Chatzik Zai is roasted. Chatzik Zai is cooked. It wouldn't not combine because it's. Maybe he wouldn't combine them. So Kamash Malan, the Kula Lo Amar, he doesn't say that they're not mitzvah, but rather Lechumra Ka Amar, that Lechumra Ka Amar, meaning that in this case, right, Lekula Lo Amar, that they're not mitzvah, only Lechumra Ka Amar. So he says that Chatzijir, they're going to be mitzvah here also. Really, you would think that Lekula would say it also, meaning the Kula would be now in our case, that the Chatzijir of A, the Chatzijir of B, they would not combine. He says, no. He says that they will combine also. That's why it has to teach me. That you eat a Chatzik Zayas and a Chatzik Zayas, they're Mitzarev. Because even according to Rabbi Yeshua, they go to Mitzarev. Typically, Rabbi Yeshua would say that they're prepared in different methods. They're not Mitzarev. Some reason to say that they are Mitzarev. So, now, what's the question? Again, the question that we always had was, we said that Chalukim L'Chatos are not going to be Mitzarev. Well, let's think about outside what we had here. According to Rabbi Yeshua, these items, if you ate a full Kazayas of each, one roasted, one baked, they would not be mitzdarif because they're separate chatos. Yet here, the chaluk and the chatos, and yet the chatzis are being mitzdarif to be mechayev you. That's a kasha on what Rav Asi said. Right, let's read it inside. Vahahacha, chaluk and the chatos. You didn't miss anything. You'll be able to catch up right away. Vahahacha, the chaluk and the chatos. Here in this Mishnah, the achila from the two tamchuyim, according to Rav Yeshua, are chalukim lechatos. I mean, if I ate two zaysim, one roasted and one baked and one cooked, I would be chayav two karbanos. So they're separate chatos. Nevertheless, become mitzdarfi. But the two chatzik zaysim are going to be mitzdarf. That's a kasha. You see here, just because something is chaluk lechatos doesn't necessarily mean it's not mitzdarf. These are chalukim lechatos in the full shear. Nevertheless, in the chatzik shear, they're mitzdarf. So the Gemara says, Mar basically says, you know what, you're right. If you learn that way with Reish Lakish, Ein Achanami, I have Akasha. So Amalei, Rav Asi says back, Mar Areisha Masnalei. You are teaching this statement of Reish Lakish on the ratio of that Mishnah. And therefore, the Kasha, from what comes out from you, it becomes Akasha. But Anan, meaning Rav Asi, Rav Zeir, whatever the Girsa was, but Anan, Asefa Masnalei, I'm going to learn the words of Reish Lakish. They were talking about, they were explicating the seifa of that Mishnah, v'lo kashalon, and therefore I'm not going to have a kasha. How does that work? The seifa there in the Mishnah Krisa says, if I ate two chatzi zesim of two minim, I ate a chatzi kazayis of chilev, and a chatzi kazayis of noser, putter. They are on putter. So that the Gemara asks, wait a second, sericha lememar? Do you need to tell me that if you eat a chatzik zayis of min A and a chatzik zayis of min B, it's not, and I'm going to be putter? Of course I'm putter. I didn't eat a full kazayis of anything. Right? It's awesome, right? I didn't eat a chatzik shir awesome. I don't have to bring a carbon. I'm putter from a carbon. So the Gemara says, yeah. And the Gemara answers, but Amarish Lakish says, Mishum bar tutni, la'ola mi min achad. Really, what does it mean over here, shnei minim? It means one min prepared two different ways. Right? La'olam. Right, mi min echad v'amai kari leishnei minim she'achalu b'shnei tamchuyim. It was prepared two different ways. V'Rabbi Yeshua hi, and this is according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Tamchuyim Mechalkin, who says that the different method of preparation separates. And what this come teaches is that Rabbi Yeshua says that whether it's Lakula, whether it's Lachumra, Tam Chois Machali. Therefore, if according to the second part of the learning Reish Lakish on the Sefer, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that if I ate a Chatzi Kazayis of Chalev prepared roasted, Chatzi Kazayis of Chalev prepared cooked, they're not going to be Mitzdarev. And that also proves Rasi, because they're not Mitzdarev. If you ate a full Kazayis, you'd have to bring two separate Karbanos, because they're prepared differently. One's roasted, one's cooked. So two, it's a Chatzi Kazayis, they're not Mitzdarev. Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. So if I ate a Chatzi Kazayis of the Chalev cooked, a Chatzi Kazayis of the Chalev roasted, then there's no Karban. Because there's nothing to be Mitzdarev according to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Now,
according to him, on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't have to wait the Chatzi Kazayis, as long as they're different items, you wouldn't combine. Like we always say, wait 9 minutes, whatever
has to eat. See, I think it depends on what the Isser on Yom Kippur is. Is there Isser on Yom Kippur eating the Chatzi Kazayis of one item, or eating a Kazayis? So maybe everything would be Mitzdarev. A kazayis of a Kit Kat and a kazayis of a piece of chicken, maybe it combines, because the Isser is vinisim es nafshos eichem, which in the achila is part of it. As long as you have an achila in token achilas pras, I'm not sure. Or maybe you say no. Maybe I mean that doesn't seem to me. I mean, the Isser is not here. We're talking about one Isser is chaylev, one Isser is noser, one Isser is dam. So maybe different. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to say, wait a second. Now, we just said that the sefer of that Mishnah in Krisus is talking about you ate two chatzi zesim from two minim. We meant to say that it's min echad u'shnei tamchuyim. It's talking about one min, chelev, prepared two different ways. Michlal. So that seems to mean that with the resha that says you ate two chatzi zesim in min echad, it's min echad u'tamchuy echad. Right, the first part of the Mishnah was, if I ate two chatzi zesim from one min, I'm chayiv. So that must be, that it's one min and one tamchoy. So min echad, the tamchoy echad, tzrich lameimar. So I need that. What's the chiddush over there? What's the chiddush now? So when it says, Amar Rav Huna, hachamai eskinon, higon shahaisalo yediyah bein tayim. You knew about the first achila before you had the second achila. Right? So you knew about the first. So now it's not at the same halama. Right? It's second, separate halama. The Amar Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, and the Mishnah's come to teach us a chiddush of Rav Gamliel, who we're going to see later on, that there's no Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. Meaning, we typically say if I did a chila of a kazayis, then they know about it. Then they eat a second chila of kazayis. That Yediyah in between separates the two. It separates the two, and therefore two karbanos. But Rav Gamliel is saying, one second, Rav Gamliel is saying that if I only had a Yediyah on a Chatzi Shir, that doesn't break it. And therefore, they're going to be combined later anyway.
It wasn't the idea that we're arguing about. We're arguing about, are these similar items?
No, okay, right. But that was the Sefer. But once the Sefer told me that the case was they were prepared, same item prepared in Dimchun Tamkuyin, that's why they're putter. So the ratio where it says that Mchayev must be a Chatzi Kazayis of the same item prepared the same way. If it's a Chatzi Kazayis of the same item prepared the same way, what's the Chiddush to tell me at Yechayev?
So we
go back. Ah, that's talking. That's because you had a yediyah in between half kazayis A and half kazayis B. Typically, yediyah is going to break you up. But Rabbi Gamliel says here that there's a yediyah lechatzishir. Yediyah does not split up lechatzishir. Well, what about our cases? Our case is different. What's your problem with our case? What's your problem with the Gemara? It's crystal clear.
Maybe you.
No. What's the question?
Okay, let's go back to our example at the beginning. Our example at the beginning is you have Shabbos, forgetting that it's Shabbos, forgetting that it's Minim.
See, our,
there's different types on Shabbos.
But our, okay.
Right?
They held that it's Mitzdarev no matter what. Remember, we're still in the part of the Gemara that says Milta de Pshiti Labayi V'Rava was the suffix for everybody else.
Exactly.
Okay.
So how does this, what we've just figured out now, it doesn't shtim with our Gemara. Or doesn't, and I'm just not getting it.
Oh, you're talking about that. How does, you want to work out the Mishnah increases according to Abaye and Rava.
That's what they're doing.
No, they're working out according to Rav Asi.
Oh, that's what they're
doing. Right.
Yeah, but
Abaye and Rava.
Abaye and Rava are the problem.
Abaye and Rava
doesn't agree with that.
No, Abaye, not everybody else. Abaye and Rava basically said that if two different types of. They basically said they don't have they don't even have the kasha. The kasha was that chalukin lechatos lo mitzdarfim. Well, maybe they do have the kasha, but they just don't say that our case is chalukin lechatos.
Right.
It's the same chattas by us.
Right.
So then they can answer the Mishnah the same way. It's just different. Because our case, because they're going to say that a Shigga Shabbos and a Shigga Smalacha is Min Echad.
So what we just banged our head on has nothing to do with them.
Well, we have to work it out. But they're going to just say that a Shigga Shabbos, a Shigga Smalacha is the same thing as Min Echad. It's the same Isra. What it is, it's violating Shabbos. They combine the two into one. They're two different aspects of violating Shabbos for Shogeg. Either you forget a Shabbos, or you forget the Malacha. That's still considered a Shogeg.
The end result is, let's talk Tapas, carbon time.
Okay.
How do you then combine them together?
Because they're the same Malacha. They're the same thing. So if I did a Chatzi of
always be one.
So if I did a Chatzi of one, and a Chatzi of another,
fine.
That's one.
So exactly, it should always be one carbon then.
Well, then you go to the Gerera. Can they drab? Let's say I did Ketzira and Ketzira Shigga Shabbos,
yeah.
and then I did Bishul.
Right.
So I'm still going to have to bring two because Bishul can't drag the Ketzira. It's different malacha.
Just eliminate the Shabbos and go directly with the harsher one of the malacha itself.
Right, but let's say, but if I did Ketzira A and Ketzira again with the other Shigga, then I can drag them together because it's the same type in there.
Okay.
Okay. Itmar. Okay. Remember we said this before, and this is where I told you we'll get back to it. Achal shnei zeisei chelev behelam echad. He had a kezayis piece A of chelev, piece B of chelev, in two halamas, in one halama. So he's right, one halama. V'nodelo al rishon, and he finds out about the first one after he gets the second one. So I ate one, I ate two. Now I know about one. V'chazor v'nodelo al sheni, finds out afterwards about the second one. Chazor v'nodelo al sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayiv Shtayim, you have to bring two karbonos here. Because, going to Rabbi Yochanan, the moment I found out about the first achila, I'm Chayiv a karbon. And at that moment, I didn't know about the second achila. Then I found out about the second achila, then I'm Chayiv a karbon for that. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Chayiv Shtayim, that's what he says. Rish Lakash Omer, Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. He says, no, you only Chayiv one. Because what separated here was just the idea. So I found out about Kazayas A, then I found out about Kazayas B. I didn't do anything else other than knowledge. Knowledge is not going to be Mechalik. One Chattas. Only I have to bring one Chattas. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring proof texts, which are always interesting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chayav, you have to bring two Karbanos, because the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al Chattaso, and Rashi says, the main part that they're missing is Asher Chata, that part of the Mishnah. So read the Pasuk. The Pasuk goes as follows. It says, the hikri v'al chatoso par ben bakar, the hevi es par. So it says, v'al chatoso, the hevi, it's mashma that you have to bring a chatos on each chit by itself. Okay? Chatoso asher chato, you bring a chatos for each sin. So here you bring a chatos for each sin. I knew about one, I knew about the second one, I bring a chatos for each. V'reish lakish pater, he says you pater, because the pasuk says, Pasuk says, like a couple psukim later in that same parak, this is by Yikra Parak Dalit, it says, V'chiper alav ha-kohen mechataso v'nislach lo. So the mechataso is mashma that you only have to bring on from the chatas. Mechataso is limited. From the chatas. Only part of it. So you only have to bring one karban. You only have to bring one karban. So Gemara says, wait a second. So V'reish Lakish, ha-ksiv v'al-chataso v'hevi, that you have to bring on each and every chatas. So how do you, on each and every chait, so how do you interpret Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? So he says, no, hahu, that is la'achar kapara. That is after kapara. Meaning, Rish Lakish is going to say, is that pasuk is talking about the following case. I ate chatas A, I ate chelev A, I ate chelev B in one halama. I found out about chelev A. I brought a carbon on chelev A. Now once I brought the carbon on chelev A, and now I know about chelev B, then I have to bring a separate carbon for chelev B. That's what it's talking about. It's la'achar kapara. Fine. All right. Ula Rav Yochanan nami haksiv mechatasov v'nislach lo. Rav Yochanan also has to deal with Reish Lakish pasuk, which seems to indicate that it only limits, that it only has to bring a korban on part of the aveir, not on the entire thing. So he says hachu ma'eskinon. So that's a very different case. That is kigon she'achol kezayis u'mechsa. Okay, at stage A, I eat 1.5 kezayisim of chelev. V'nodelo al kezayis, and I find out that I ate a kezayis. So I still had a chatzi kezayis still sitting out there. I find out about the kezayis. V'chazor v'achol chatzi zayis acher behelem moshal sheni. And then I eat a second Chatzisayas before I found out that I ate the first Chatzisayas. Okay? So, Mahu Detema Litzterfu, maybe you would say that those two Chatzisayasim should now combine. So, Kamash 1, the Pasuk says, Mechataso, that you don't have to combine, that the Chatzis that he brought on the first Chatzisayas was also Mechaper, the first Chatzisayas, and therefore that first Chatzisayas is not going to be combined with the second Chatzisayas. Okay. So, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Okay. Ravina says to Ravashi, we had this machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish that they are cholik, right? You ate two chatzisayas in Behelim Echad, and then you found out about the second kezias, the first kezias. There's a carbon that you bring from go for both. So now the question is, the isyada le kodem hafrasha pligi? Is there machlokas where you found out about the second kezias before you amafresh the carbon of the first kezias? Ubaha pligi, and this would be the machlokas. Marsav, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yedias Machakos. So what would be the case? The case is I ate two, one halama. I find that about one, I have not been machrish anything. Is that where the machlokas is? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that Yedia is Machakos, Umar, and Reish Lakish would say, Hafrashos Machakos. No, the only thing that separates the two chazesim would be if I was machrish the carbon, but Yedia itself was not enough. And therefore, if I find that about A, before I was mafresh a carbon, I find out about B, then the one carbon works. But once I mafresh a carbon for A, then I have to bring another carbon for B. Aval achar frasha modle Reish Lakish for Rabbi Yochanan the Chayav Shtayim, he had to bring two carbonos. O dilma, maybe the isyadale la achar hafrasha. Maybe the isyadale, when we say that you know the law, the isyadale la achar hafrasha, which means I ate two kzesim. I find out about A, and then I mafresh the carbon for A. Maybe that's where the machlokas is. La'achar frasha pligi. Ubaha pligi. Demar, Rabbi Yochanan sabar hafrashos machalkos. He's going to say hafrashos is machalkos. Umar sabar kaparos machalkos. Rabbi Yochanan, we've seen this before also, where his machlokas go down a step. He's saying, no, only kaparos are machalkos. So even if I separated the carbon and then find out about the second avera, then that first carbon can still work. The only way that carbon doesn't work is if I'm makriv that carbon. Umar sabar kaparos machalkos. Aval. Kodem hafrasha, but if it's just yedia, then modi Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish dein l'chayv el achas. Maybe because in that case it wouldn't. Odilma, or maybe beimizu beimizu machlokas. No, it doesn't make a difference. There's a machlokas no matter what. Rav Yochanan is going to say. Rav Yochanan would say that no matter what, he's going to say that yedios is machlokas, hafrasha is machlokas, and kapar is machlokas. And Reish Lakish is just going to say. Reish Lakish is just going to say that even Hafrashos is not Machalkos. He's only going to agree that Kapara is Machalkos. So the Machalkos is both in everyone agrees that once you're marking the carbon, you're done. It doesn't work with the B unless you know about it. The question is whether or not the Yediyah is Machalik. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Is that Hafrashos Machalik? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no in both cases. So Amar Leh, sort of Ashi says, back to Ravina, Mistabra Bein. It's Mistabra, like the third side of our suffix, that the machlokas is both if you found out about the second Zayas before Hafrasha, or if you found out about it after Hafrasha. So, right? Mistabra, Bemezo, Bemezo, machlokas. How do you know? The Isaka, the Kodom Hafrasha, Fligi. Because if you're going to say that they have a machlokas regarding Yediyah, that their machlokas is even Kodom Hafrasha, right? So, Abala Acha Hafrasha separated it. Modi Reish Lakish for Rav Yochanan the Chayav Shtayim, but after you set aside the carbon, Reish Lakish would agree to Rav Yochanan that you would have to bring a second carbon for the second Kezias. Then wait a second. Ademokim leikra laachar kapara lokmi laachar hafrasha. Why did we just say in the Brisa we had the pasuk from Rav Yochanan was a kasha on Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says no, that's after kapara. Well, wait a second. If Reish Lakish is also arguing after hafrasha, let the pasuk teach us the bigger kiddush and say no, that pasuk's talking about after hafrasha. The fact that the pasuk that we established, Reish Lakish establishes that pasuk is after kapara, must mean that that he argues even by hafrasha. Meaning, if I was mafreshit, you're still chayv. If I'm mafreshit, I'm still not chayv the second carbon. The only time I'm chayv the second carbon is after kapara. That's why he says that pasuk is after kapara. And then also the achar hafrasha pligi, lokmi la achar hafrasha. Now the e. Achar hafrasha pligi. If the mahoma chlokus is only after hafrasha, meaning that about kodem hafrasha, that yedia itself modulei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to ein lachayv el achas, then he says that you're right. Ein lachanami. If it's only yedia, then I'm still going to be chayv. I can still bring one carbon for both. Why did Rav Yochanan have to establish the pasuk that Reish Lakish brought down with this wacko case of one and a half kazaisim and after another half kazaisim? Just say, oh, you know why in that case one carbon sufficient? That's called the mafrasha. So the fact that they don't establish it in those cases means that they argue in both. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, who says? The Dilma Safuke Misakule. Maybe the people in the yeshiva who are explaining the machlokes between Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they had a suffix on what the machlokes was. And therefore they're reading the whole thing with an imtim se lomar. Meaning if you would say as follows, imtim se lomar kodem hafrasha pligid bela, if you're going to say that the machlokes is kodem hafrasha, if you're going to say that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, even in the case of just strictly of Yediyah, they argue in Yediyah, right? So even in this case, Rav Yochanan holds that you have to bring two karbanos. So Rav Yochanan hechi mokulei lakra. How would Rav Yochanan interpret the pasuk this way? Well, if he holds this way, he'll interpret the pasuk this way. But then how does kazayis umeksa? He'll do the one and a half kazayis case. The intim tzilom la'achar frasha pligi. And if you're going to say la'achar frasha pligi, and therefore Reish Lakish agrees, Reish Lakish still argues about hafrash and only agrees that you need a second karban after kapara, well then how would he interpret the pasuk? Then Reish Lakish hachi mokli lakra b'l'achapara. And then he'll have to interpret the pasuk about achapara. Meaning, if they argue, we'll interpret the pasuk this way. If they don't argue, then we'll interpret the pasuk the other way. This is an imtim tzim omar. That was their suffix. Okay. We'll stop here. We can go further, but we'll stop here. I think we're going to explode. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.